At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's a cold January evening in 2017, and an email arrives in the inboxes of the neonatal nurses at the Countess of Chester Hospital. The message is polite, even cordial. The sender, Lucy Letby, writes that she has been fully exonerated and plans to return to work in the coming weeks. She asks her colleagues for support, sensitivity, even a little understanding. But there is something deeply unsettling about this email. Letby had been removed from her post 6 months earlier, following a series of infant deaths and collapses in the neonatal unit. At first glance, the email seems like that of a colleague, merely wanting to return to her normal life after being caught up in what she describes as distressing allegations. But this is no ordinary colleague. And these are no ordinary allegations. By this time, Lucy Letby had already been dubbed the Angel of Death by some of the very doctors she was now asking for support. Her words would send a chill down the spine of the nurses reading them. Because despite Letby's claims that she had been fully exonerated and that the accusations were unfounded and untrue, the uneasy whispers among her colleagues had not disappeared. Far from it. In fact, those whispers were growing louder. The allegations she so readily dismissed were anything but resolved. This was only the beginning of the unravelling of a case that would shock Britain. And as the story unfolds, it becomes clear that the truth about Lucy Letby would be more horrifying than anyone could have imagined. Letby was, at this time, a 34-year-old nurse, working in what many would consider a sacred space, the neonatal unit, where some of the most vulnerable lives begin. Tiny, fragile babies struggling for survival in their first moments of life. For parents, this unit should be a place of hope, a place where skilled and compassionate hands are dedicated to ensuring these newborns make it through. But for some families at the Countess of Chester Hospital, their worst nightmares came true. And Letby was at the centre of it all. In July 2016, Letby was quietly removed from her position after several infant deaths raised alarms among her colleagues. It was a grim reality that no one wanted to believe, that a trusted nurse might be causing harm. But something about the pattern of deaths and near-deaths was too unsettling to ignore. Baby after baby collapsed unexpectedly, many of them dying despite initially being in stable condition. And Lucy Letby was present for nearly all of them. In her email, Letby expressed her frustration, explaining how the entire situation had been distressing for both her and her family. She assured her fellow nurses that after an external review, she had been cleared of any wrongdoing. And yet, the review was not the full story. Not by a long shot. Behind the scenes, something much darker was playing out. Consultant paediatricians at the hospital had raised serious concerns about Letby's role in these tragedies. They suspected something sinister, something unimaginable. One doctor reportedly even called her the Angel of Death. But those concerns, as legitimate as they seemed, were not taken seriously at first. In fact, hospital management went as far as telling the doctors to apologise to Letby for their remarks. At the centre of the storm was Tony Chambers, the chief executive of the Countess of Chester Hospital. It was Chambers who had made the decision to remove Letby from the neonatal unit in 2016, but only after immense pressure from concerned consultants. And yet, 6 months later, when no concrete evidence of criminal activity was found during an external review, it was Chambers who told the doctors to draw a line under the Lucy issue. They were instructed to let it go, to move on, and to even extend an olive branch to Letby in the form of an apology. Letby's email referenced this apology, claiming that she had been fully cleared and was ready to return to work. It was as though the entire ordeal had been a misunderstanding, a regrettable error that had been put to rest. But her colleagues were not convinced. Nurse Catherine Percival Calderbank recalled the moment she and her fellow nurses read Letby's email. "We were stunned," she said. "We didn't know what these allegations had been, so we were a bit taken aback by it all." The nurses had been kept in the dark, not privy to the full details of why Letby had been removed in the first place, and now they were being asked to welcome her back as though nothing had happened. But something had happened. Something terrible. As the days passed, the consultants who had initially raised the alarm about Letby's presence in the unit continued to express their concerns. They could not, in good conscience, let her return to the neonatal ward, and their persistence would eventually lead to a turning point in the case. In May 2017, almost a year after Letby had been removed from the unit, Cheshire Police were called in to investigate the suspicious deaths and collapses. What they found would lead to one of the most shocking criminal trials in British history. As investigators combed through medical records, shifts, and patient histories, a chilling pattern emerged. Many of the babies who had died, or nearly died, had been under Letby's care at the time of their collapse. One of the first victims identified was a premature twin boy, known as Child A. On June 8, 2015, Letby had taken over his care. Within an hour, he had deteriorated rapidly and died. It was later discovered that Child A had been injected with air deliberately, causing a fatal embolism. Forensic analysis revealed similar cases: babies who had suffered from unexplained air embolisms, insulin overdoses, and other unnatural causes of death or near-death experiences. The investigation expanded, and soon the full scale of Letby's alleged crimes became horrifyingly clear. She had been killing babies in the very unit meant to save them. In total, Lucy Letby was charged with the murder of 7 infants and the attempted murder of 6 others, all between 2015 and 2016. She maintained her innocence throughout the trial, but the evidence was overwhelming. The prosecution painted a grim picture of a nurse who had taken advantage of her position to inflict unimaginable harm on the most vulnerable patients. She was described as cold, calculating, and remorseless. But Letby, through her defence, claimed she was the victim of a smear campaign, insisting that the deaths were tragic accidents and that she had been scapegoated. The trial, which captivated the nation, lasted months. Day after day, families of the victims sat in the courtroom, listening to the harrowing details of how their babies had been taken from them in such cruel and deliberate ways. Many struggled to understand how someone in a position of trust could commit such acts. Letby, they said, had seemed so kind, so gentle. She was the nurse who comforted them in their darkest moments, only for them to discover later that she had been the cause of their grief. During the trial, several of Letby's colleagues were called to testify. One of them, Ashley Hudson, recalled receiving a text from Letby about the death of Child A. In the message, Letby wrote, "Hi, Ashley. You may have heard by now, but I wanted to let you know that we lost little Child A on Monday. I know you looked after him when he was born, so I thought you should know XX." At the time, Hudson said she felt devastated by the news, but something about the way Letby delivered it didn't sit right with her. She described feeling angry and uncomfortable, as though the message had been too casual, too detached for the gravity of what had happened. Looking back on it now, she said, the message made her feel sick. And then there was Melanie Taylor, another nurse who had worked with Letby. She described Letby as a little strange at times. Taylor recalled an occasion when Letby had told her about a baby's death in a way that seemed almost gleeful, like gossip. It was an odd behaviour, but Taylor, like many of Letby's colleagues, never suspected that she could be deliberately harming babies. Letby had been so convincing, so seemingly compassionate, but the evidence against her was mounting, and it was becoming harder to deny that something had gone terribly wrong at the Countess of Chester Hospital. As the investigation continued, police discovered more damning evidence. Letby had kept handwritten notes, some of which were found during a search of her home. One note, in particular, stood out. In it, Letby had scrawled the words, "I am evil. I did this." It was a confession of sorts, though her defence team argued that the note was a reflection of her emotional state, not an admission of guilt. But to the jury, the note, combined with the overwhelming forensic evidence, was enough. In August 2023, Lucy Letby was convicted of murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder 6 others. She was sentenced to 15 life terms in prison, without the possibility of parole. The families of Letby's victims were left to grapple with the devastating reality that the person they had trusted to care for their children had, in fact, been their executioner. Many of them spoke out after the trial, expressing their grief, their anger, and their deep sense of betrayal. One family, whose twin babies had both been attacked by Letby, one of whom survived, said in a statement, "There are no words to describe how it feels to have had your child taken away from you in such a callous manner. We trusted her with our son's life, and she betrayed that trust in the most horrific way." The hospital, too, was left to pick up the pieces. Tony Chambers, the former chief executive, had resigned in 2018, shortly after the police investigation was launched. He later apologised to the families, saying, "I am truly sorry for what all the families have gone through. My thoughts are with the children at the heart of this case and their families and loved ones." But for many, his apology came too late. The damage had been done. The Thirlwall Inquiry, a public inquiry chaired by Lady Justice Thirlwall, is currently ongoing, investigating the hospital's handling of the case and how Letby was able to continue working for so long, despite the growing concerns. The inquiry is expected to release its findings in late 2025, and many hope it will bring some semblance of closure to the families affected by Letby's crimes. In the meantime, Lucy Letby will spend the rest of her life behind bars, a place where she can no longer harm anyone. But for the families of her victims, the pain and loss will never truly go away. They will always carry the memory of what happened in those dark, sterile hospital rooms, where a nurse who was supposed to be an angel of mercy turned out to be something far more sinister. As the inquiry continues, one question lingers. How did this happen? How did Lucy Letby, a nurse trusted to care for newborns, become one of the most notorious killers in British history? It is a question that haunts not only the families, but the entire medical community. And it is a question that may never have a satisfactory answer.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.